Blackstone Audio presents The Oxford Murders by Guillermo Martinez. Chapter 1. Now that the years have passed and everything's been forgotten, and now that I've received a terse email from Scotland with the sad news of Seldon's death, I feel I can break my silence, which he never asked for anyway, and tell the truth about events that reached the British papers in the summer of 93 with macabre and sensationalist headlines, but to which Seldon and I always referred, perhaps due to the mathematical connotation, simply as the series, or the Oxford series. Indeed, the deaths all occurred in Oxfordshire at the beginning of my stay in England, and I had the dubious privilege of seeing the first at close range. I was 22, an age at which almost anything can still be excused. I'd just graduated from the University of Buenos Aires with a thesis in algebraic topology and was traveling to Oxford on a year's scholarship, secretly intending to move over to logic, or at least attend the famous seminars run by Angus McIntyre. My supervisor, Dr. Emily Bronson, had made all the preparations for my arrival.